YouTube, go fuck yourself, because this is a podcast. This isn't for YouTube. It's a podcast. First ever podcast for the Goat House. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even know. But actually, the reason we started this is because we recently, somewhat recently, got suspended on YouTube. Wrongfully suspended, I might add. It kind of got cleared up after we faced the suspension, but...
We know our rights.
We know our rights. But I think what triggered it was maybe we try not to swear, but a little more swearing in a video that they had to remove, and I think that's what caused it. So.
YouTube's getting soft is what's going on, and we don't take too kindly to things getting soft.
We don't get soft, we get hard.
Yeah, we get rock hard.
Right.
Cock, balls.
And we can do that here. We can say those things here.
That's allowed here.
We can do this.
I'll allow it.
And that's why we're here. They allow all of it. We're going to have to tell YouTube to put the earmuffs on, though.
No, they're not listening here.
That's true. So, yeah. How are you guys doing?
What's our goal for this thing?
Our goal?
Goals with, like, the podcast. Just, you know, just dive into it.
I mean, we should just talk about, like, what happens, like, when we're off camera here.
Oh.
Also, we just start getting off task, and it just leads to funny conversations.
Yeah, but now we're on camera, so we got to repeat
those.
There's
a lot of pressure.
Never record them, and we always want to record them, so I think that's kind of why we started this. And plus the YouTube thing that we just...
Well, yeah, if you want to see us on camera, you can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/thegoathouse, and then you can see this podcast, but us on camera. There's extra content. Danny's messing around with the camera currently.
No, I mean, there's a...
You can see all our hands and faces.
I think there's a glare.
Yeah. I was looking at you and seeing what you were doing. Like, look at the camera. You're just,
what do you mean? Is there a glare?
I think there's a glare.
I don't see a glare.
Well, yeah, the Patreon has all kinds of extra content, including this podcast in video form. We also have a YouTube channel. Anybody new? We have a YouTube channel, The Goat House.
Cool.
Two of them, and the Goat House Plus, full Plus. NFL content. But we only could put so much on YouTube, and that's kind of why we started this, and that's why we're here. But if you're new, you're interested in full NFL coverage, you go search the Goat House on YouTube. We have a Twitter, Instagram, all that, so you can check us out there. But so this is the 23rd of February, recording our first ever podcast.
The pilot.
And the pilot of the podcast. And last night was actually, I mean, not football related. It doesn't have to be football related here, but the heavyweight championship between Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury. I don't know if you guys caught that, but
I caught it.
How about those introductions of them? How terrible were those?
I almost wanted to, I mean, I already spent $80 on the pay-per-view, but...
I don't know who it was, but the best walk-up was the guy who walked up to Many Men by 50 Cent. That was the best one. I knew right then and there that he was going to win.
I missed that one.
What would your song be if you were to go Many Men?
That'd be up there.
No, actually, I would refrain from the rap songs and go with some possibly some Pink Floyd, maybe some Spirit in the Sky, somewhere along those.
Ooh, I like it.
I
like the Caillou song.
The Trap remix, of course.
It would have to be.
Right. I would go with like a Dreams and Nightmares intro.
Okay.
What?
I'd probably go Blue Suede.
Blue Suede.
You want me to play it?
No, not at all, actually.
Or I'd go with Paradise by Big Sean.
Not Coldplay?
No.
Oh. Pete's a big Coldplay guy.
He's a big Coldplay guy. Yeah.
You guys want me to play my intro songs here?
No.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I think we're good.
Yeah. Okay.
But other than
the
that,
rap didn't mean anything. If it doesn't mean anything, then we don't want to.
Well, rap music today doesn't mean anything.
Right. Well, that's yeah.
Well, this wasn't, I mean, this was, I don't know how long ago the songs were made, 10 years ago?
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What?
You just don't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
Yeah, so what did you guys think of the fight?
Real quick, it looks like I have a coronavirus mask on right now.
It does.
Medical mask.
No, it looks like you have
some kind of...
Corona's not getting through me, boys. You have the Wilder mask on, like from the first fight.
From the first fight?
Ooh.
Some
good tie-in, dude.
Crazy glare going on the camera. But
yeah, over there.
We're pushing through it. We're always working through it.
Always.
Always. Is there a smudge on the camera over there?
I don't think so.
No, we're all right.
I think because I got...
But most people listening can't even see us, so, I mean, you...
It's true.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter.
I think Fury's just a psychopath.
He's an animal?
He's a psychopath.
He was licking.
I mean, they're both getting up there in age. Are we going to see a rematch again?
Well, Wilder has to decide, like, 30 days if he wants a rematch. You think he wants one?
He's going to want one.
I think so.
Yeah. He got...
I don't understand, like, what happened.
He got his ass beat, though.
His ear hurt, man.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in the beginning of the fight, he looked like he was just, like, out of shape and just, like, dead already.
He said something about his leg.
Yeah, he said he was
injured.
He's like, I'm not making excuses, but my leg. But I'm not making excuses.
I'm not making excuses, but I'm making excuses.
Right. That was the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
So he had an excuse of his leg. Okay, yeah. Got it. But that's not an excuse.
That's what he said.
Yeah, no, that's what he said.
Allegedly.
That's what she said.
Oh.
She did say that.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got NFL free agency around the corner here, and we cover it fully on our YouTube channel. But, I mean, I'm just ready to get into it right now.
What, the free agency?
Yeah, I mean.
We can't do that here.
Can't do it.
Can't do it?
What? We can talk about it, but we can't get into specifics. It's going to ruin the video.
I mean, you guys got a pretty good debate with your Chicago Bears.
Oh.
You, Danny and Junior.
Danny doesn't like me anymore. And this is not going to help.
Both Bears fans, but they hate each other.
No. You corrected yourself.
No.
You corrected yourself. You said that the Bears should trade for Andy Dalton. I said, are you out of your goddamn mind? No, you said that. You said that.
Don't go there.
And I said, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Never said such a thing in my life.
I could pull up the text messages.
You can pull them up.
It's too far back.
It is too far back, but you were way off.
All right, what did you say?
I said, if Dalton becomes available, I would take him on the
bench. He is available.
No. Available contract-wise. Like, I'm not.
He's available for trade, and then they're going to cut him. And if that's the time when you want to get Andy Dalton, that's fine by me.
When you're looking at a team that's going to have to cut the guy anyway because they're drafting Burrow, they're going to cut him. There's no point to trade for him.
You literally said trade for him, though.
No, I did not.
That was the point of the whole thing.
I said I would take him. I didn't say trade.
All right, Riz was in the conversation.
I don't know what was going on.
He 100% did. If you could restructure his contract,
I said if you could figure out the contract, I'd take him.
Nope, and that's in a trade. That was what the first thing you said was.
So take means trade?
If you could restructure their contract, then I'll take him.
That would have to be a trade.
That would have to be a trade.
You're looking for like a Tannehill deal?
There would be no contract to negotiate if you get him in free agency. I mean, the new contract, but yeah, you're wrong. And it's your starting quarterback day one is going to be Mitchell Trubisky with probably Marcus Mariota backing him up. Whoa. That's not what I want to happen. That's what's going to happen.
We didn't say his name correctly.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. Neither of them are going to get me to the Super Bowl.
You're off your meds.
I'm just spitting facts, man. What's your alternative?
No. I'm not disagreeing on your final point. I'm just saying I would. I don't know. There's other options I'd go. I don't think the Bears.
There's a lot of options I'd go.
The Bears are not even gonna go the Mariota route. They're gonna like disappoint us in the whole quarterback.
That would be disappointing if they went with Mariota.
No, disappointing would be if they just like they're in the talks. They pull a Chicago Bulls where they're in the talks of all these trades or not trades, all these like free agent
big
rumors
moves.
And they just never do it. That's what's gonna happen. And then they're gonna end up going with Trubisky and drafting somebody super late. That's just. They're going to be convinced has upside, and he's never going to be anything.
So what happens if they actually end up with Andy Dalton, though?
It better be by free agency, not
it's
a...
It's going to be. He will get cut.
That's not what you said early.
He's going to be cut.
I know. That's 100%.
What I said.
100%. But you said trade for him.
I
think they're just trying to get like a...
Got him.
A Tannehill deal over there.
It's going to be a Tannehill deal. It's going to be Mitch starting day one, and then...
No, I'm saying the Bengals are trying to like... They're trying to be like the Dolphins. They're trying to like...
Trade him, and then...
Get something out of
him. Somebody can restructure his contract.
They're trying to like make it seem like... Oh, this can happen again.
There's zero reason why the Bears should, even if they restructure.
Yeah, no team should really trade for him.
Yeah, even if they restructure, there should be zero reason why the Bears should give him that much money.
Well, because, he's a, what is he, over 17 million cap hit for the Bengals, and they could restructure, but are they really going to work out a restructure for him to be the backup quarterback? No, they're eventually going to cut him if nobody trades for him, so that's why nobody should trade for him. If you do trade for him, then you basically are saying you have to have him, even if it's restructured. You're basically saying you have to have him, which is an odd quarterback that you have, an odd player in general that you absolutely have to have.
My point to all of this is, what is most likely to happen? Andy Dalton taking the Bears to the Super Bowl, or Mitch Trubisky sucking so bad and we get the first pick in the draft? Mitch Trubisky sucking so bad. I do not want Andy. I just don't want it. I just don't want Andy. I could see it happening.
If it happens via free agency, you're still not okay with that?
No, because he's not going to take us to the Super Bowl.
He could take us to the playoffs.
And that gets us in the
same
situation.
He can take us further than Mitch takes us. Guaranteed. That's not even close. That's a guarantee.
Mitch got us pretty far.
It's a goathouse guarantee?
It's a goathouse guarantee.
Mitch got us pretty far.
He got us far when he was still learning the system, and the system was super simple, and they didn't really get into like anything.
I thought this year's system was a lot more simpler than the previous year.
No, they were having him make checks at the line when he clearly doesn't even know what he's looking at.
Well, it's because Nagy was in his head saying, okay, this is going to be open. But he just couldn't compete.
There's Jared Goff situation.
It was a Jared Goff situation.
Too many. So funny. Just watching Goff. He just stands there and just looks, just looks at the defense. Doesn't say a word.
You can tell he has no idea what he's saying.
He's just listening. He's just listening to
McVay. I mean, that could be McVay's fault, too. Like, allowing that to happen. You know, like, you're kind of controlling him, so he kind of gets used to it. You know, I mean, every quarter.
You see his contract now, too?
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Well, the Rams are probably in the worst shape as anybody for this offseason. You know, they tight on cap. You know, so much money just.
They're really banking on this year.
Yeah, so much money just for two players, Goff and Gurley, like not spread amongst the team and limited cap. And I mean, you got Corey Littleton, you got Fowler, Whitworth, Zerline, all free agents. They're not going to be able to bring all of them back. They have holes at offensive line. They need more help on defense, but the whole offense line almost needs to be revamped, and they just don't – they won't have the space to do it. And then they traded away their first-round pick this year and next year for Jalen Ramsey, another guy that they have to pay. It's a
disaster.
It's a disaster, but at the same time, like, they could be good still.
They,
you know,
went to Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. So that's a tough spot. I mean, talk about – yeah, the Bears are kind of in a tough spot this offseason, but, I mean, nowhere near, like, where the Rams are at. The Steelers are – in a tough space.
Steelers are in a bad spot?
Yeah, they're going to get Big Ben back next year, so they'll be better by default, you know.
What's their cap situation?
Oh, they're going to start free agency in the negative. They're going to have to cut players they probably don't want to cut.
Good.
And good.
That's your team though, Dan.
It was my team, yeah.
Oh, it was.
You guys got beef now?
Yeah, I mean, some the beef. Whole Antonio Brown situation, you know, leaving there and them just sucking so bad.
Did that make you appreciate almost the Steelers made the playoffs. More?
Huh?
They almost made the playoffs.
If they would have had, the 17 games, the changes to the playoffs, the they would have made it.
Yeah.
And they would have got ass raped in the first round of the playoffs because of their offense.
They'd play the 2 seed, right?
I want to know what's going on with this Mason Rudolph beef.
Yeah. Oh, Mason Rudolph versus Myles Garrett?
Yeah, so did Myles Garrett is still holding down on his racial charges.
Myles Garrett
doubled down on it.
Myles Garrett jumped to the top of my least, like, he's my most hated player in the
But
NFL.
If it's true, then we got to understand top that that's, of the list. But I just don't think
one?
It is
Number
true.
One.
Because of what Explain. He did, or because he's Because
he did a juicy spoon.
Now, well, like, what he did, and now what he's trying to accuse Mason Rudolph of. I think he's just trying to, like, get out of it now.
I mean, you don't know for sure if Mason Rudolph
that's
didn't say anything.
But did they say that they, so the aren't the centers mic'd up usually? Because isn't didn't they say that that's why you could hear like, on the television all the talking?
No, they investigated that and they didn't find anything.
Yeah, they didn't find anything.
I feel like they would have found something if it was true.
I mean, it could be the case that Myles Garrett thought he heard something.
Nobody on the Browns confirmed it, and there was a lot of people in that scrum.
He's a dirty player, though. Dirty player.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not. Actually, I'm not surprised, but I think he should be suspended longer. Honestly,
what if he convicted with what if the helmet?
I mean, he could have killed a guy.
He literally could have killed
Myles Garrett. Could have killed a guy.
First player to take his helmet off and try and smack somebody.
Yeah, he hit him with his own helmet.
Yeah.
Week one, he threw a punch at Delanie Walker.
Did Delanie deserve it? Did he deserve it?
Like a real punch?
Oh, yeah, if he deserves it, then we're going to allow it.
Was it open-handed or?
Closed fist.
Okay.
What about the Philip Rivers punch on Chris Jones? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, just a little sneaky. It was a little sneaky one.
Did he say, frick you?
No, he like said something to him. He like hesitated and then just goes, just like hit him.
You mother freaker.
You freaky. You freaking weirdo.
You fucking piece
of
shit.
Now we can say that.
Yeah, I keep forgetting we can swear. Like, I just got so used to not being able to.
I can't even see you.
You're all in the light.
Yeah, this light's pretty brutal.
Blinded by the light.
Patreon people can't see
Wrapped
my face.
Wrapped up like a douche in the rhythm of the night.
That's nice. That should be the new Reeboks
or
the Nikes?
Is it the Reeboks or the Nikes?
We're gonna have to use that as an intro once.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of skits we got coming up? We got some skits.
Oh, Bill's Mafia. Let's workshop.
We've been talking.
We talked that one up every week.
Every week we talk about the Bill's Mafia skit.
And we have people.
If you didn't know,
want it.
The past like 2 seasons on the Goat House, we do random and usually NFL themed, you know, always NFL themed skits. Sometimes within the prediction videos, and sometimes just. Random. So we've been trying to brainstorm some more, maybe for the Goat House Plus, the newer YouTube channel. We got this Bills Mafia one that we've been talking about forever.
Once the weather gets better, because it's an outside video. It's an outside video that needs to be done outside.
Outside video in inside voices though.
If it's a Bills Mafia, there's no inside voices.
I don't know what the fuck
you're
talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know either. So what's the idea?
I think Dan kind of had a good idea where it's just like a...
It's a Bills Mafia recruiting video. So you have a bunch of people like so we got to get some people involved in this. But you have, think of like a boot camp for the Army or something like that. So we have the Bills Mafia sergeants getting everybody all pumped up to break their first table. Something along those lines.
And they'll run them through a couple of drills to get them prepared.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Easily.
That's my idea.
Well, we have to get drunk because then we don't break any bones or anything.
That's a fact.
That's how it works.
If you're drunk, you don't break. You
can't
bones.
Shotgun break. That beer, soldier.
And we can do the whole, like, smash thing.
Oh, yeah.
Where you smash them and double.
That's, who did that? The Rock?
No, it's Stone Cold.
It's Stone Cold, that's right. Why did I say The Rock?
Yeah, Stone Cold.
No, The Rock's cooking.
Yeah, he's always cooking
Stone
something.
Cold's drinking.
True.
Yeah.
Bisky.
Bisky.
Yeah.
No. Mitch Trubisky?
Oh, yeah. I can't see anything.
How much are you willing to bet that he is the starter week one?
Oh, I guarantee you.
I just going back on it. Guarantee. That's what's going to happen.
You think guaranteed 100%?
He started, yes.
He will
guaranteed.
Start 100%.
Mm.
I mean, some of this Derek Carr. You're not buying any of the Derek Carr rumors.
I guarantee it.
We have nothing to trade.
Like the way you look.
We have nothing to trade. What would it take to get Derek Carr in a trade?
Khalil Mack.
Straight up,
and we got better get our first round
Khalil
picks back
to the Raiders.
There's Derek Carr in our first round pick back, and then
What is like the actual value for Derek Carr?
Well, if the Raiders are really trying to get rid of him, it's got to be.
You got to be. I don't know. I don't think you lower the value because I think he's actually.
Well, they don't even have a second round pick because the Bears have their second round pick.
We give that back to him.
So, yeah. I guess that can help him out.
Is Derek Carr worth that?
I mean, just thinking about.
I think the team, if they trade for him, they probably give up at least that.
I always think about this. Like, think about the quarterbacks in the draft. Who's going first round?
You're asking me who?
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, Tua, Jordan Love.
Isn't Derek Carr better than Jordan Love?
Right now, yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not the process. You think about the potential.
You think about the potential though, but like, you know, Derek Carr is like pretty solid quarterback. He's just not on a
but he's not a
team.
Winner.
Not on a good team.
He's never been on a winning team.
Good quarterbacks.
But the team's always sucked around him, so.
But a team like the Bears is not going to bring in a young guy to develop. With a defense like that, and it's like you're almost in win now mode.
Yeah.
Like the Rams, the Bears, like you said, the Rams are in a bad situation, but they're in a win now situation. With how they have been playing the last couple of years, front office wise, they're in a win now for some. That's what they're doing.
True.
So I think the Bears feel like they're a quarterback away from being in win now mode, and that kind of baffles me because like last year was, I'm not gonna say a fluke year, but it was like out of nowhere. Nobody thought anything, even when we traded for Khalil Mack, nobody thought anything, and then they're just a playoff team. They were a surprise team that year. Nobody's like,
We did have a last place schedule.
So, but nobody, the second we got Mack, nobody's like, oh, playoffs, oh yeah, we're doing that. It just happened out of nowhere. And now they're suddenly in win now mode? That's what confuses me. Just because now you had one taste of a playoff run in win now mode?
If you have a top five defense and an offense that can sustain that, and realistically, Bears could have been Super Bowl contenders if they did not draft Trubisky. If they got Deshaun Watson, let's just say.
They probably would have won the Super Bowl.
Pending a double doink.
Pending.
Yeah.
It wouldn't come down to the double doink.
Yeah. Probably not, but as far as what Pace has done, he's had some bonehead like picks, like Adam Shaheen, Leonard Floyd. Actually, did he draft Leonard Floyd? That was his first pick, right? Yeah,
I believe
so. So he's had some bonehead picks, but the team around that quarterback was worthy of being Super Bowl contender.
Right,
that's why they're in.
But nobody knew. Oh, we trade for Khalil Mack. We got a top five defense.
The defense was going to be good.
Everybody stepped up because of.
Yeah.
Like, Khalil Mack just elevated everyone else's game.
It's the hype factor.
Right. And it's the fact that he's making other people's job easier because there's more attention on him. Nobody, like, none of that was taken into consideration at all.
Well, another thing why you're kind of going back to your point that they're in win now mode, you're saying, kind of saying why. Well, I think if you don't have a first round pick for that many years, you pretty much have to be.
That means you're committing to, like, Pace committed to it that trade.
You have to be in win now mode. So they're going to have to do big things in free agency.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They need to find ways to free up money, and you need to make smart free agency decisions.
Your number one priority going into this offseason should be, whether you're drafting a free agency, some edge help for Khalil Mack, because the Bears could not get to the quarterback last season. If one person goes down, we had Akeem Hicks go down last year, and after that, nobody can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, but what he does is so underrated.
But can you? I'm not taking that away from him. I'm just saying we need to get some extra help on there. Could you imagine if you had Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, and let's just say Jason Pierre-Paul going after the quarterback? Leonard Floyd cannot do it. He had three or four sacks last year, with 2.5 of them happening in the first game of the year against the Packers. That's terrible.
Leonard Floyd has been just a disappointment.
I don't mind him on the team. I just don't think he should be a starter, or he shouldn't be in like a pass rush situation. He needs to be stopping the run, which he's good at.
In coverage.
All I know is next time we do this, we really have to figure out this window and the sun situation, because
we're going to switch to that.
Anybody that's watching this through Patreon just cannot see me right now. It's fucking bad.
It's really bad.
And I'm suffering.
You need sunglasses.
And I'm suffering big time.
Hey,
right
at least
now.
You're getting a good basin right now.
Yeah, you got a nice
basin. I'm not wearing this Bears hat.
All this Bears talk over here.
Yeah, what about other teams? I'm getting up, roving away from the mic. Okay. It's just interesting. Like, now, even like Titans. The Titans are in a weird situation.
Yeah?
You could run it back with Tannehill. Run it back with Tannehill, or take like a potential risk at a step up. There's a lot of Tannehill's a huge risk.
I don't think there's a step.
What a stupid hat.
I like the string.
Strong's the stupidest part.
I don't think there's really a step up, really.
Walk the sun. No, but I think Tannehill, there's so much risk involved in Tannehill.
I think I know how to fix it.
You think so?
I think I know how to fix it. Good side here.
Repairs mid first.
That's right.
It's a learning process.
Pete, is there a quarterback for the Titans?
No, it's all the way over there. It's all.
There's no fixing.
Is there a quarterback for the Titans that like you'd be satisfied with over Tannehill? Or is Tannehill like what you want?
That's available?
Available quarterback, yeah. Any guy, even somebody that's like in trade rumors. Like, who would you?
I don't know. You're getting back in.
I'm waiting for you. You were being asked a question. I was being respectful.
Oh, how respectful.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can I choose like Joe Burrow?
Well, not like that. Like somebody that's what I mean. Actually have a
or can I choose at. Can I choose Dak Prescott?
Well, he's going to get tagged.
Well, then there's no one. I don't think there's anyone
out
there.
Well, like a Derek Carr. If
Ryan Tannehill was better than Derek Carr.
Yeah, but Derek Carr's never been in a good system where you can see his full.
But I just think Tannehill fits their scheme perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, he does, but he's not. When is the last time he played full season? That scares me.
Yeah.
It scares me.
It's risky, but.
He has no knee. He has a ground beef knee.
I can get him back.
Ground beef.
I think they get him back on a pretty good deal.
He strikes me as the guy that would take less in order to let them get. Because Henry's getting paid.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they're giving him everything, as he should be. But that's their number one priority.
Yeah,
I don't know. They have an interest. They have to be very like strategic with what they do here.
Yeah, they got a lot of free agents.
They can blow it though. They need to play it real smart.
I mean, who's that team? If they do free agency in the NFL draft right, who's that team that makes that major step this year? Like, doesn't have to be it could be a non-playoff team.
The Raiders.
The Raiders?
Oh, I can see that.
The Raiders.
It could be already a playoff team. It could be a non-playoff team. You said the Raiders already?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like the Lions could actually
be Lions.
Decent. Yeah.
Been saying that the past 3 years.
Right, but I think they've been playing their off seasons pretty good. It's just like right off the bat this year, their defense looked good, and then they just fell off out of nowhere. First couple weeks, they looked decent. They were, I don't know, Stafford. The whole back injury thing was weird, but
and they got too many. They got too many holes.
They do got a lot of holes, but
yeah. Riz, it's like we haven't unlocked your character yet.
Yeah,
soon.
Soon, we'll unlock them soon.
Yeah,
one of these days.
I don't know. There's
one
some,
of these.
It's like
days.
When we started this, it wasn't this bad. Now it's just getting worse as this podcast goes on with the sun in my face.
It's okay.
But it's a good start.
It's brutal. Yeah, I mean, we're going to get better every step of the way.
Right.
Make improvements.
Yeah, there's always a team that just surprises. It's just tough to, like, think about it right now, though.
There's going
to
be a team that plays that's smart and right in the draft and free agency, and then they're good. And then there's going to be a team that everyone's just like, what are they doing? And they're going to be good. It's going to be one of those.
What about the Bengals? Getting Joe Burrow, solid defense, good receiver.
That's a little generous.
Yeah.
Well, I think the defense will get better because they have some young talent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a solid defense.
They need a lot of work, but Joe's just the man.
He's special.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have no weapons. Isn't AJ Green a free agent?
He is.
I mean, it just depends on the offseason. They can have the offensive line. They can have the weapons.
Is Eifert out of there yet?
It's a free agent.
I think he's hurt.
Yeah,
he's
probably hurt at this moment right now.
Watch them bring in like an Austin Hooper and AJ Green, and then you got Joe Burrow.
There's so many tight ends. I was like thinking about so many tight ends that are just like always hurt.
Hunter Henry,
Greg Olson,
yeah,
Jimmy Graham.
I was thinking about the other day. Tight end Trey has Burton, to be the
Delanie Walker.
When like I was watching like
Trey Burton.
But yeah, for getting ready for like the draft process, you know, starting to watch tape already, but like watching tight ends and just like thinking like tight end is probably like the hardest position to like,
Gronk.
Evaluate because like, I mean, you just look at these guys from like, and we always see like Kittle wasn't supposed to be anything special. Travis Kelce wasn't supposed to be anything special. Like the tight ends like change so much from college to the NFL. And that's why it's like a big mystery, like trying to evaluate the tight ends. Like, I think it has to do with, I mean, because tight end, you have to block. You're almost a receiver and an extra lineman at the same time, you know? So, I mean, look at like how much these guys change. Like guys like Kelce and Kittle. So I think it's just pretty much a shot in the dark. Like, who's actually
an athlete?
You got to be able to. I mean, these guys, I think it sounds weird, but their bodies are different, I think.
Because they're athletic.
The tight ends that actually make it, that actually, like, they. Yeah, their bodies, to me, their bodies are, like, different. They're able to get, like, way bigger so they can block, but at the same time become more athletic and, that's, like, the one of the more freaky positions, I think, in the NFL. And it's just kind of a shot in the dark on which ones.
It's a tough position to play,
too. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Like you're saying, like, you need to know how to run block and, like, how the schemes work and everything like that. Like you might have to know pass protection at sometimes too, like staying in block and pass protection. And then you got to know the whole route tree and everything.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, coming out of the draft, like, the top ones are really never the actual top ones. I think it's you got to get lucky. That's kind of my point there. It's just a shot in the dark there.
Yeah.
Tough one to evaluate, and it's just – there's really no correct way to do so. I mean, you're going to go for the one that can do the most for your team, but.
What about that guy on Dallas? In the XFL. Yeah, the guy's like 6'8". He's just dominating.
Yeah, I think
he
should get a shot.
Yeah, he looks like he's way bigger.
Like the guys that are just like way too, like there's a point where they're just too big.
He's huge.
There's, you know, like Colby Parkinson from Stanford. He's going to be in the draft too. I mean, he's, yeah, like 6'7", 6'8", about that. But Jesus. He's like, they're saying like. You can't really. It almost feels like sometimes those guys can't even like handle their own body because they're so big, you know, at the position. So,
was there anyone from the AAF that did well in the pros this year, in the NFL?
I don't think any of them got a shot.
I mean,
I'm sure some of them got a roster spot.
A lot of them got shots. Yeah.
But did anyone do anything?
Not that I know of. No.
I feel like the level of competition is just so much better in the XFL than the AAF.
Well, yeah.
But there's a lot of AAF in the XFL.
Well, yeah, I know that. But there's also guys who are. Taking steps.
The XFL has a big quarterback problem.
Yeah.
Huge quarterback problem.
You're not a Cardale Jones guy?
Except for
Cardale Jones is one of the few. That's actually
DJ Walker's.
DJ Walker.
What do all the good teams have good quarterback?
True.
The most exciting teams to watch are the teams with the best quarterback.
Well, that's just how it is.
I mean, Dallas looks good, but I don't really like Landry Jones.
No. They got
Cameron Artis Payne, who's just a beast.
Literally, go get Johnny Football. Go get RG3. Go get all these guys. Go get Kaepernick. Go get all the guys that like.
That I think they could
would
do
make
that.
The game
not,
way more exciting.
Yeah, but not this year because their money. Once they start growing and they
I think
already
they
prove that
they can go at least a year.
Yeah, once they do that, or if they get bought out by the NFL and make like a minor league system, well then
that's
Kaepernick's probably not going
to
go. But no. They'll at least have more money where they can they can generate more contract or better contracts for the players.
There needs to be like some type of agreement where it's literally like a farm system for the NFL.
Yeah.
That's what needs to be done. And then as we see that, you'll see more teams growing. You'll see a lot of the kids coming out of college that don't, like a lot of these undrafted guys will get shots, and they'll get shots to play in the XFL.
What I think it should be about, really.
It should be about more like bringing in the younger guys.
Yeah, that like don't, that maybe went to like a smaller school that maybe don't get recognized as much, or maybe like they went to a bigger school but just didn't get that much playing time, really.
Yeah, or they just go undrafted in general. That's what it needs. It needs to actually be a developmental. I can't even say that word.
Development
league. It just needs to be a development league.
But can you call it the G League or no?
G League? No, we're going to call it the D League for development.
Okay.
But no, that's what it needs to be. Like, I'm all about making it exciting quarterback-wise, but yeah. I don't know. You got to see. There has to be these guys that are not getting shots that.
Yeah, I mean, but there's quarterbacks out there. They're not going to take. They're getting more as a third string quarterback on a team than playing in the XFL. Well, how much do they make in XFL per game?
Quarterbacks make money. Everyone else.
Yeah, but it's still not going to be over $1 million.
Yeah, it's under $100K for each player, and then the quarterbacks are like the big time quarterbacks are like just under $500K.
What's the veterans minimum in the NFL?
$500,000.
No, it's above that.
I thought it was closer like 800, to 1 million.
Yeah, it's like 800.
It was like
something.
There's no like incentive for them to do that unless it's to prove themselves so they can make that next leap. But
I think the only quarterback or the only players in general that should be getting shots in the XFL, like Landry Jones, has no shot at going back in the NFL. He's just not going to happen. Like Cardale Jones, maybe you can debate like he might get a chance. But like the guys who have no shot at going back in the NFL should not be playing in the XFL.
PJ Walker, is that your next Bears quarterback?
I would be okay with that because you can get him probably for a bar. Like you get these guys out of there for like good money.
You can get him for $300,000 a year.
You give him the veterans minimum in the NFL, and he's making more than over double of what he was making in the XFL.
And he's probably the front runner for MVP the first year of the XFL.
He's balling right now.
He's gonna get a shot, and he might even get a shot to like. Start next year if a team like misses, say you go through free agency, like, all right, we don't want to pay any of these quarterbacks, we'll just get our guy in the draft. And then that's the beauty of the draft, like, they don't even know what's going to happen. Like, somebody could just randomly trade up and you just end up with no quarterback pretty much. So it happens. I mean the Cowboys almost accidentally ended up with Dak Prescott. Like, they wanted so many different quarterbacks and teams just kept taking them right before, and then the Cowboys just like, all right, we have to take a quarterback, and Dak happened to be the best one on the board at the time for them, and
that's crazy.
That worked out. They got pretty lucky with that one, so that's pretty wild. I mean, they had Connor. They were going to take Connor Cook most likely, even.
Wow.
Disaster avoided.
Big time.
Thanks to the Raiders.
Imagine the Chargers.
Thanks, Raiders.
Imagine a team like the Chargers running a more like college style offense with like a mobile quarterback. You got Eckler, Gordon, Mike Williams, and.
If I'm like a GM, anybody in the front office, or if it's my decision really, and you're a team that, I mean, you just got hired, you're a team that's rebuild now, like I'm going the college offense route.
Right.
Like so many, look at all the defensive coordinators in the NFL. They're all old school. These guys are all from, they've been coaching for so long, and they don't.
Defense hasn't really changed though. In the NFL, like in terms of,
well, I'm saying that's exactly my point. It's like the same. They don't know how to go against these new school offenses, these spread offenses. Even if they're old spread offenses, like we've seen them in the past before. We've been seeing them in the Big 12 forever. They still don't even know how to do it because they've been in the NFL so long. And it's just sometimes in the NFL, like coaches, I feel like they're just going off of like a handbook. Like they act like they have to follow these rules.
Are you describing Nagy to me?
I'm describing a lot of coaches. A lot of. There's a big play calling problem in the NFL. It drives me nuts because it's supposed to be like the best of the best, and you got all this talent.
They'd run a run play just because they feel like they have to, not because they want to.
Like I never understand running on like second and eight almost. I mean, second and eight and more. Like, I mean, you have to do it sometimes, but it kind of drives me nuts because like, do you really think you're getting 8 yards in a play? And the answer would be probably not. So that means you're playing for third down.
I mean, I can see if a team had like elite of elite running back, then you give that a shot. But you see teams with like no names at running back are just like, average guys.
And then the new thing is, if we have 3rd and 15, we're running the ball, like we're giving up. It's just 3rd and 20, whatever it is, we're giving up. Except for if you're the Chiefs, who just won the Super Bowl.
Like, you can run a big play that's conservative. Like, I don't understand. You don't got to be worrying about throwing the ball.
The furthest they go on that 3rd, and most of these teams go on at 3rd and 15 or whatever it is a slip screen. Like, that's like the most exotic. That's the furthest they go.
Or like a play action and the tight end's the only guy open, but he's literally not going to get more than 5 yards.
Yeah, it's a 2-yard out route.
Yeah. So stupid.
Like, stuff like that just drives me nuts.
I feel like it's a tougher job than a lot of people think, though.
I could call a great game.
I don't think so.
I've played enough Madden, Pete.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, guys. What happened?
Nothing.
Colin plays. That's what he's talking about.
You good?
Oh.
Oh.
Stink bomb?
He's calling plays out of his ass.
That was a good one.
I think that's a wrap.
How's your eyesight coming along?
What's that?
How's your eyesight?
Huh?
It's getting a little better.
The head helped a little bit.
A little bit. Brutal, though.
Great
Brutal.
Setup.
Yeah, great setup.
Yeah, we got to figure this one out.
We got to fix the setup just for the Patreon people. They'll forgive us. A lot of people just
listen. Are we allowed to paint this room?
We're going to have to look into that.
I still think we need to make a studio in the basement.
What if we painted the wall green screen color?
The official studio will have to be made at some point.
And
somewhere.
Painted green screen color. The walls.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. You never need a green screen. The earth is your
The homemade green screen that's not even up right now. And that thing's beautiful.
It's right there.
I don't think they didn't see that. They didn't fucking see it.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Wrap up the first podcast.
This is the pilot.
Be a little more organized next time.
That's a promise.
That's a sailor's promise.
That's a Goathouse guarantee.
Yeah.
Saw the video.
Oh.
Can we get out here before we die of James Jackson? There it is.
Okay.
You got it ready.
That was a great ending.
All right. I think that'll wrap up the first podcast. We'll be back prepared. Fix some of these problems.
We're going to shoot out the sun so it's no longer there.
That's the best thing you've ever came up with.
That's option A. We'll see if we can do that.
Some green laser pointers.
Yeah. But we started the Goathouse on YouTube. We have two channels now, actually, the Goathouse and the Goathouse Plus on YouTube, full NFL content. No one covers the NFL like us, so go subscribe to both of those channels. We have a Twitter and Instagram. You'll find those through our YouTube. You can just search us on those social media pages. And then if you do want to see these podcasts every single time in video form, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/thegoathouse. There's more extra content on there as well. You can look into that. We'd really appreciate it. But, yeah.
That's all we got.
That's all we got for this one. That's going to do it. Thanks for watching. Goodbye.
You bet.